Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 3rd, Thursday, 2019, day 275. Today's topic. Today I have made you a fortified city. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 108, verses 1 to 5, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 30, Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 23, Proverbs 24, verses 17 to 20. Today's main passages. The first one, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. The second passage from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cistern, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, today I have made you a fortified city. Do you believe that? If you believe that, then you should also believe that Satan will use all his might to destroy this fortified city. No matter this fortified city is you or your church, be cautious always, not letting Satan to steal or destroy it. How can Satan steal or destroy the fortified city? It is what God says in today's Jeremiah. Number one, forsaken God and the spring of living water. The spring of living water. He is the spring of living water. Two, dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water no matter it is money or other things, other idols. The result would be that fortified city gone, sad, such a waste. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to guard the fortified city you have given us, not to be steal or destroyed by Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to guard the fortified city you have given God has given you? Not to be stealed or destroyed by Satan. Family corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.